Good morning and welcome to the final Sunday in our Alpha series. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Polly and I'm a member of the congregation at St Nicholas, and I've been involved in worshipping and leading worship there for over 20 years. As I said, today is the last Sunday in our Alpha series. And over the past few weeks, since the end of April, we've covered a wide range of topics. Who is Jesus? Why did he die? How can I have faith? Why and how do I pray? Why and how should I read the Bible? Who is and what does the Holy Spirit do? How can I resist evil? Why and how should I tell others? Does God heal today? And today we're turning our attention to the question, what about the church? As we look at this, I want to ask three further questions. What is the church? Why is it important to us? And where do I fit in? So, what is the church? Well, clearly the church is the building. But I believe it's not just a building. And I also believe it's not just an organisation that you join, but a family where you belong. Let that sink in for a minute. The church is not just a building. It's not just an organisation that you join, but a family where you belong. And as we explore this a little further, I want to take you back into the Old Testament. And today our reading came from 1 Kings. And 1 Kings chapter 6 outlines how Solomon built the temple. We've just heard some extracts from it, but if you get the time, why not read the whole of the passage and hear how carefully planned the temple was? In the Old Testament, the temple was important as it was the only place you could go to be near to God. And once a temple was built, the Ark of the Covenant, where it was believed God resided, was kept in the Holy of Holies. And in front of the Holy of Holies was a thick 30-foot curtain. Once a year, one person, the great high priest, was allowed to go through the curtain into the presence of God. But they were only allowed to go in once sacrifices had been made for their sins and for the sins of the people. And this day was known as the Day of Atonement. If we think about the word atonement and how it's spelt, I think of it as being the day of at-one-ment with God, the day when people could go into God's presence. The whole temple took 7 years to build, and it would have been a very elaborate and wondrous sight to see all of the gold and the cedar and the carvings. And in the inner sanctuary, there were a pair of cherubim made of olive wood with wings that spread out and touched the walls. And the Ark of the Covenant was placed in this inner sanctuary beneath the wings of the cherubim. Now, this is all very interesting, but what has it got to do with the church? Well, Christianity is obviously all about Jesus, his life, his death, his resurrection. And Jesus is our high priest, and he made himself the sacrifice for our sins so that every day we can know the presence of God, not just once a year like they did in Old Testament times. Really? If we look at Matthew 27, we have a recount of Jesus' death on the cross. And Matthew 27 verse 50 and 51 say, "And when Jesus cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. And at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom." The curtain that was torn in two was that thick 30-foot high curtain across the entrance to the Holy of Holies. And it was torn in two from the top to the bottom. This could only have been done by God and by divine intervention. If a man had torn the curtain, they'd have torn it from the bottom and it would have gone bottom up. But that's not what happened. The curtain was torn in two from top down. And now for those who put their faith in Jesus, there is nothing separating us from God. Whereas a thick curtain stopped people from entering the presence of God, now that curtain has been torn in two. That curtain has gone, meaning we have easy access to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And miraculous as that is, the story doesn't end there. The great news for us is that Jesus didn't stay dead. We know 3 days later he rose again, and it was following his resurrection that the Christian church came into being. After his resurrection, the Holy Spirit was poured into his disciples. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you've received from God?" So if I'm a believer, I have the Holy Spirit in me. And if the Holy Spirit is in me, then the presence of God in me. And where the presence of God is, that is his temple. So therefore, I'm a believer, I'm filled with the Spirit, I am God's temple. We also had readings today from 1 Corinthians 3. And 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you?" As Christians, we're part of the universal church. And the church that matters to God is not the building, but the people. Interestingly enough, our church building has been closed to all of us for many weeks because of COVID-19. That hasn't stopped us being a church. It hasn't stopped us having services. All we've had to do is adapt and change what we've done. It hasn't stopped us running an alpha course. We've just changed how we do it. It hasn't stopped us having prayer meetings. Do you know, personally, I've really benefited from the online prayer meetings because I can't get to them in person, but I've been able to join in online. And I don't know about you, but I'm becoming quite adept at video meetings from Zoom, Google Meets, Teams. We've just found new ways to connect with people. And this really emphasises to me even more that the church is not just a building, it's a body of people. Mike and I joined St Nicholas in January 1998, shortly after we were married. We moved to our current house in August 97 and we carried on worshipping at St Jude's in Southsea, but were challenged by God to join a local church. And we visited several in the area, but you know, the moment we walked into St Nicholas, we knew it was the place for us. The people were friendly and welcoming, and immediately it felt like home. It felt really like the family I could belong to. So, we are the church as individuals, but we also are the church collectively as a body. But why is church important? Hebrews 10 verse 23 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another." Being a Christian means belonging to the church, a community of friends, a home, a place where we can meet Jesus, a place where we can be the body of Christ to the world. And churches is important, as it's through meeting together we get our encouragement, we receive our teaching and we grow in our relationship with God. We're not meant to live on our own. We're designed for social interaction. So, if we are the church and it's not just a building, if it's important that we meet together because we're social creatures and we need one another to get encouragement, receive teaching and grow in our relationship with God, where do I fit in? Well, you fit in by being you. Each one of us is a unique person. No two are the same. Even with identical twins, they're not identical in every aspect. They are their own individual people. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 14. "Even so, the body is made up of not one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, 'Because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body,' it won't for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong,' it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all part, one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I don't need you.' And the head cannot say to the feet, 'I don't need you.' On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honourable we treat with special honour, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it. So there should be no division in the body, but its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Mother Teresa also said, I can do things you cannot. You can do things I cannot. Together, we can do great things in Jesus' name. Where do I fit in? Well, you fit in by being you. You don't need to pretend to be anybody else. God made you as a unique person. He loves you as you are. He made you as a beautiful human person. You may not believe that you're special or beautiful, but that is honestly how God sees you. There's never been another person on earth like you, and there never will be. And what I love about the church in Bedhampton is it's filled of unique individuals. We all come with our own gifts and talents, our own quirks, our own hang-ups, but together we make one body. So what is the church? Well, we are the church, a body of people, a family. Why is it important? To get the teaching and encouragement we need. Where do I fit in? By being me. As we leave today, I pray that each one of us is content being the person God has created us to be. Whilst online church has been a great substitute for going to church, I long for the day when our buildings are open again, so all of us can come back together as one family. Until then, church, stay strong, stay safe, and keep growing in your relationship with God. Amen.